Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Yes, this is the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting and riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio, brought to you commercial-free. Let's get right to it. Today's topic, the 2014 midterms, Kansas and Kentucky are the roadmap for the Democrats. Kansas and Kentucky are the harbinger of things to come for the GOP and their ilk. Kansas Governor Brownback has turned that state into a Tea Party testing ground through his draconian tax cuts that has brought Kansas to its financial knees. On the other hand, it is home to Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Minority Leader, with a penchant for self-imposed governmental gridlock. Anything President Obama proposes is automatically dead on arrival in the U.S. Senate, where the Democrats, while in the majority, seldom are able to muster the 60 votes necessary to overcome a GOP filibuster. Both states represent extremism. One state, one at the state level, Kansas, and one at the national level, Kentucky, but both with the same end result. The Kansas experience has left 30-year Republican Senator Pat Roberts on the ropes and reeling as he is trailing independent Greg Orman and his more pragmatic stance. Kentucky, on the other hand, pits a fiery 35-year-old Democratic Kentucky Secretary of State, Allison Lundergan Grimes, and her take-no-prisoners approach in standing up for the ordinary working folk of her state against the entrenched 30-year GOP Senator Mitch McConnell and his simultaneous total allegiance to big business, moneyed interests, and lately, the Tea Party. While the voters may be disenchanted with President Obama, they are even more so with respect to the GOP brand. Given what the GOP has engaged in for the last several years, government shutdowns, credit default crisis, voter ID mandates, immigration hysteria, gun violence tolerance, extreme anti-abortion measures, allowing corporations to buy elections with unbridled campaign spending, and an unceasing campaign to deny equal protection and equal rights for the gay and lesbian community. Kansas and Kentucky appear to be the virtual tipping point that unequivocally signals that the Tea Party and the corporate conglomerate states have finally come to that proverbial fork in the road, and the fork they have chosen turns into a dead end. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Riders, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, for another exciting episode and one that will put fire in your belly, stay tuned, and we'll have it soon. Good night.